Chapter 16, Knowledge of His Will. This is a problem that bothers most of God's people, how to know the will of the Father. The will of the Father is wrapped up in the Word. Jesus said, I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of Him that sent me. Jesus knew what the Father's will was. He said, I always do the things that are pleasing in His sight. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5 that he made it his business to be well-pleasing to the Father. If Jesus could please the Father and do His will, if Paul could please the Father, know His will, and do it, then it is possible for us to do it. What are the grounds for assurance? In the first place, we have His mind and His will in the Word. If we search the Word diligently, allowing the Spirit to guide us in it, we will arrive in spiritual growth and development through constant meditations in the Word, so that His will be an unconscious consciousness in us. He said, Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, admonishing you, building you up. Paul said to the Ephesian church when he bade them goodbye, I commend you to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and give you the inheritance among them that are sanctified. Colossians 1:9. For this cause also, since the day we heard, do not cease to pray and make request for you, that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, to walk worthily of the Lord unto all pleasing, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. The word knowledge comes from the Greek word epinosis, which means correct knowledge, full, complete knowledge. We are to be filled with correct knowledge, and then He gives us wisdom to use this perfect knowledge. Someone says, it does not seem credible that we could have perfect knowledge. Why shouldn't we? We have a perfect revelation of His will. The Bible is a perfect book. The Holy Spirit is a perfect teacher. We are perfect new creations, created in Christ Jesus. We have perfect righteousness. We have a perfect relationship. He says that we have become partakers of the very fullness of Christ. Of His fullness have we all received, and grace upon grace. Our redemption is perfect. Completed redemption that meets every need of the human and answers every challenge of divine fullness. If this is true, I don't know why we cannot have complete knowledge. I want you to notice in John 3:3-38, we are born from above. The new birth is not a work of psychology or of human philosophy or of human ability. We are born, not of corruptible things, but of incorruptible, of the Word of God which liveth and abideth. James tells us of His own will He begat us. John 1:13, we are born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The new creation is the work of the Holy Spirit through the Word. It is a perfect work. It makes us complete in Him. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. If you who hear this can accept the Word, you'll begin to blossom and bear fruit of joy and peace that you never knew. We have been preached at so many years that we are poor, miserable creatures, that we are unworthy and unfit, and the Scriptures that were written to the Jews when they were in apostasy are applied to the church. Also, the Scriptures to the unregenerate are applied to the church, till the church has an inferiority complex in regard to sin. It has lived in the realm of sin consciousness and sense of unworthiness so long that the Word has little effect upon it. We want to bring this to you today. The Word is a perfect message. You may have perfect knowledge of the Father's will. It would be interesting to look up these Scriptures. Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. It is not the knowledge of the senses, but is the knowledge of Him, and the Spirit is going to guide your heart into this. Ephesians 4:13, till we all attain unto the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a full-grown man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. There is a complete and full knowledge to which we are going to grow. This expression occurs 12 or 14 times in the New Testament, especially in the epistles. It has driven me to believe that the Father expects us to know His will. Colossians 1:12, the Rotherham's translation, giving thanks unto the Father, who has given us the ability to enjoy our share of the inheritance of the saints in light. The Greek word dunamis, translated power, means ability. God has given us His ability to know His will, to know what our share is in the inheritance of the saints in light. We have the ability. It is God-given ability. We have the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus said should guide us into all truth. He is our teacher, our guide, our indwelling instructor. I cannot see where there is any ground for us to live in weakness and failure and ignorance of the Father's will and of our place and standing in Christ and of our rights and privileges. We have no more right to dishonor the Father and dishonor Jesus than Jesus had when He walked here on earth. We are the sons and daughters of God. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We have privileges and rights in the family. The first privilege is to make the heart of the Father glad.